each other for?
This is my sister, asshole. Anyway.
Construction vest gotta sit together?
Yes, you have to. I'm in a hole.
Okay. I don't need this.
Vest and vest, there you go.
Exactly.
It is not. They gotta see the Timbs.
What?
They gotta see the Timbs.
Oh, oh shit.
Wait, you.
No, I'm not wearing Timbs. You are.
I was like, wait, you have me.
They're right?
Yeah. I have clothes with heels.
I do too, but
I didn't get the memo.
Going anywhere.
Well, I didn't get the memo.
You don't wear the vest, so shut the fuck up.
I do not wear the vest.
What's up, guys?
All right. Oh, this is yours now?
Of course.
He's claimed it.
Alright,
okay, go ahead. Hello, hey, bitches!
That's your lit.
Oh, what do you mean now? Everybody's me. He took my vest, she took my line. Well, you weren't starting, so we figured we'd help you. Hello, bitches! Welcome to the fucking podcast. So, guys, introduce yourselves.
What's up, guys? I'm Yas from Vegan on the Fly. Those are my two brothers.
And you know who the fuck I am. You're gonna say your names?
Nick from Vegan International. Al, Vegan on the Fly.
Wait a minute, you're from two different places?
Yeah.
It's a little confusing, but it makes sense.
Okay, boys, explain.
All right, so it all started down in
Story time.
on Nebraska Ave. You know, it's still got a lot of crime going on, but that's where our little shop is. It's on Nebraska Ave.
Oh, wonderful. So but wait, there's no crime. We got the vest, and I usually have a pocket knife in here so I can stop the crime, but I don't have any. I left it over there because, you know, we don't need the pocket knife at the table. I think we're okay.
You have a weapon on your foot.
Yeah, there's some. So back to why you're two different things.
Oh, okay, yeah. So Vegan International, 7 years ago, that's when we started that.
Okay.
And I'll be very honest, we had no clue what we were doing.
All three of you started?
No, it was just me at the time. I was the first one to go vegan.
I gotcha.
And it was just kind of like our first steps in the restaurant industry.
Okay.
So we tried a whole bunch of stuff, and pretty much what things that we tried that were hits, we kept it on the menu. If it didn't work, you know, it was kind of like a test kitchen if you think about it. But the one thing that really worked was when we started introducing the halal cart vegan stuff, the gyros.
Yeah, so, well, you were supposed to bring the lamb head and you forgot it.
So as soon as you started making
your
gyros,
lamb head in Florida.
Yeah, I left the lamb head. Yeah, I was gonna ask why a lamb when you're vegan, why isn't it like an asparagus?
There's a story.
I have an artichoke over there.
There's a story for that.
Is it Larry?
Yeah,
he's not being like slaughtered or killed or eaten. Yeah. He got sunglasses on, he's chilling, he's living his life.
It just reminds me of Bernard when he was looking at the turkey that used to be. They don't know.
That has nothing.
No here, nor here. Anyway.
Go ahead. But I have a similar story to you.
Yeah.
Because you talked about how you were 300 pounds.
Yeah.
So was I. And I had this sleeve surgery, and then I lost weight, and then I went vegan to keep the weight off. And I watched your video, and you said you want to help people now. I said, that's what the fuck.
So I'm the only one at this table that eats meat? Yeah, and we're going to stop that. And you're not feeding my fucking nieces meat anymore.
Oh.
My daughter only eats chicken and cheese, so I don't know. Because that's what you get.
I'll be on this for you.
She won't eat it.
Bring her to Vegan on the Fly with the chicken.
She ate Blackthorn.
Well, she didn't eat whatever the fuck I
did. Because you cooked it. I didn't cook it. I don't cook vegan. I cook to survive, okay? And that's putting chicken on a grill.
we gotta change her.
See, these are things we hear.
We gotta change her.
The past few years.
Like, that's what I'm listen, I'll eat vegan food if I'm not cooking it.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Okay, are you all meal prepping for me every day? Hello? Well,
money,
you're too busy.
Money talks.
I got none. Look, my pockets are empty.
Looks like you're not eating.
You're not gonna hook it up?
Nah, I just said we
Okay, so this is that. Okay, then how do we get into the other thing?
So yes. Then when we started doing the gyros.
All of us have ADHD.
You guys know about the halal guys, you know all the.
Yeah, I do.
Exactly. So we started doing that and we decided to make the vegan halal part, which was just kind of like isolating that part of the menu.
Okay.
Away from like the comfort food, the mac and cheese and the collard greens and all that
I'm
stuff.
Sorry, you're not getting the vegan mac and cheese? Because that's my thing.
No, that's not.
I know.
Listen, I'm interested in this because my husband loves halal food.
Yeah.
Loves it. Yeah. I don't know why.
Halal food is better than any halal food.
All right, well, I'll just have to give it to him and see what he says.
I mean,
don't tell him it's vegan and give him
No, no, no. He, honestly, he eats vegan. Like, my husband, surprisingly, usually men, when you mention vegan, they like get scared. I don't know. But he's like pretty good.
No, they boys get scared. Yeah. Men don't get
well,
scared.
We've done a lot of events. We kind of do like a placebo effect.
I'm giving you guys a compliment. Nobody's high-fiving me.
Oh.
I said boys get scared. Men don't. but he'll eat it. But like, that's.
We've done a lot of events where we would, you know, make a halal car platter and then just give it out to people. People would eat it, and then they wouldn't.
40% of our customers are not vegan. You know, so
that's well, I told her to stop saying it's vegan.
I did.
People get scared.
And that's how I.
Yeah, you don't put the word vegan.
Yeah,
then, like,
you can't.
You put the word vegan, then it's like, oh my
then
god.
Then everybody's like, ew.
We put that shit everywhere, but we're here on a mission, so you can see it. You could close your eyes. You know about it.
Well, your name's vegan on the fly.
That's right.
I do the beer events though when I flirt with the boys.
That's
how I'm saying. Hey, it's a pizza cupcake. Here you go. And they're like, okay.
Munchies anyway.
That's like, I'm like, whatever.
So
like,
what made you guys go vegan? Well, you started, right?
Yeah. And then when we did the food truck. That's
well, you're the oldest, so the oldest are the smartest.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. How many years apart are you guys?
I'm 31.
Okay.
I'm 28.
Okay.
45.
Okay, so I'm 28. That okay. 31. Mm-hmm. Almost the same thing. Okay.
I think we're the youngest one in the vegan industry.
Yeah,
we are.
Easily,
mm-hmm.
In terms of like vegan restaurant owners, we're the youngest.
Well, so you guys only eat vegan, you don't stray from it. You just, that's it.
You gotta stick to the lifestyle.
It's not something you wanna force.
When you stayed away from something for so long, and you really don't crave it. You know, when you have access to the substitute.
Yeah, see, I have
see, and you usually when you own the restaurant, you know?
Yeah, and see, the funny thing is, lamb is the thing that I miss the most, because I'm not a big meat eater. You can't eat the lamb, he's the head, and you can't eat him. Not real lamb, jackass.
Vegan lamb.
Yeah, and does it taste like lamb? Wait, do you guys put soy in it? No. I've never had
it. We have one that uses soy sauce, but it's not a soy protein.
Because I can't have soy. So
she has to eat ice cubes.
So you said.
I made.
Okay, she can't have soy, she can't have oil, she can't have meat, she can't have dairy. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
She can't have anything. It's the Lyme disease.
We deal with that every day.
She can't have anything. Yeah.
And then you got the customer say, I don't want no onion and garlic. So like.
Oh, I had those.
We just
give
them a water
bottle. You
want a
cookie? I was just going to say, so what do you mean?
Sometimes they really put us in the
corner. We give them a water bottle.
We always try that combination.
French fries and all of the day.
But.
Yeah. I'm like, you want
there's a lot of restrictions with the vegan diet, so.
What the fuck is that?
That's Nanny.
That's her name.
I'm sorry?
Her name is Nanny.
That no, wasn't a
friend.
Fly. That was like a moth.
No, that
she's usually a fly.
No, she's just, I told you.
She has weird things. That's why I don't come here. I haven't been here in about 2 years.
That's
and I
why
that
she
way.
Got lost and was late.
To touch back on the age though, I think we're the youngest in the industry. We don't have no $1 million backing. We don't have no investors. No. I'd like to say we're proud of being in one of the best locations in the world. We're doing our thing. Everyone surrounding us on our block, Starbucks, Wendy's, large corporations. We'd like to feel that we hold the same weight and we got it out the mud. We were going door to door, hotels, handing out flyers, trying to let people sample the food. Little by little, the customer service, the food speaks for itself. People spread the word. We feel the love. We just keep doing what we do.
One of the highest rated vegan restaurants under 3 years.
So all of you cook?
Yeah, we do everything. We
cook, clean,
okay,
I'm
going to teach her to clean.
This video is going to be on a city bike delivering catering orders.
No, you have no idea what we do to
make
sure she gets it.
Yes, I do, bro. I do the same thing as you, motherfucker. I don't do any of this.
Yes.
You see the Tim's?
Yeah. So you guys are hard hat working on the scene right now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
When you see the vest, you know they working.
You already know.
We're working it.
I don't get any of that done.
I don't know.
I had two events the other day. I was back and forth, driving back and forth from this. I know. I'm in.
I just make people pretty all day.
Yeah, I'm done with that. I'm done with the nails. I'm done.
She left me.
You're done.
Oh, man.
Bye, Felicia.
She left me.
Damn. I did it. That part of you, I don't mean. No,
you never.
Actually, she did my nails today. We both siblings.
She did my nails today for the first time in about 5 years.
Yes, pretty good.
Thank you. My daughter's christening this weekend, so she.
You don't leave your siblings. That's what.
How old are your daughters?
Okay, so I have twin 6-year-old boys.
Wow, bless.
I have a 2-year-old daughter.
You didn't birth those, though.
I didn't. No, never said that. I didn't birth. I have a 2-year-old. I have a 2-year-old daughter that I birthed. Okay. And I have a 3-month-old that I birthed. Oh, so I had a baby 3 months.
Just
stabbed. Keep the weapons to a minimum.
I'm sorry, dude. Do you want me to start getting the axes?
No, I'm really.
No, we don't need that.
We're trying to keep this nice, people.
Nice.
It's unhinged.
This is it.
Anyway, so I have 4 children under the age of 6 and under. It's a busy house.
I just got a dog 2 weeks ago and it's hell like raising a kid.
I have a dog, do you want mine?
So I don't even know raising a kid is like.
I would have 20 million children. I have a lot of patience for kids. I don't.
And you're a Leo?
Yes.
interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
Ask her. I would literally probably.
Well, if you go through the rest of her chart.
Where are these kids we speak of?
Well, two of them are with their dad right now. He's putting the girlies down, and because the boys are my step.
Oh, well, I said so if don't watch, Monday.
If they don't watch the fucking kids, I'm gonna punch them. No, but they're definitely daddy's little girls. My 2-year-old daughter is literally attached. She was like, it's like, no, that's my child. It's Lexi's child.
Do you have any kids?
Yeah, look around. Do you see any? Hello?
Yeah, look at all of them.
She locked them upstairs.
I sent two of them to my grandparents, and then the other two are locked in the room upstairs.
They're called dogs.
They're called Nico, Fendi, Taro, and Luigi, and they're furry.
Don't forget about the one outside.
That's terrible.
Boner?
That's terrible. To call your children furry.
They're dogs, for real.
Well, if they were actual people, that's terrible.
Well, they're not furries.
Does any of you have children, speaking of children?
I don't have children.
None of you?
No.
Children in this
No whoopses? Nothing? You probably have children, you just don't
know. Businesses are closed. Yeah,
maybe we don't know.
Exactly. Just wait for that knock at the door. Dad? Nope, not me. Listen, it happens. Anyway, no. Well, it's not going to happen to you. You have to birth the child. Then it's just a free game out there. Men, that's horrible. It's just horrible. I feel bad for you guys. Anyway, wrap it up. That's the lesson.
Talk about that.
I'm not an alcoholic, people. I am not. I don't have a problem.
Let's talk about. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Fucking bullshit, bitch. You come home,
okay?
When
I say I don't drink and smoke now.
How long each other for?
This is my sister, asshole.
I'm joking.
Anyway. How long have you?
Nice to meet you.
I'm going to explain. I have had my
head
nights.
My head hurts already.
But I don't drink anymore. I think I've smoked twice in my life. I hated it. I thought it was terrible. And then I used to drink, but ask Lexi, I used to like put a straw in a whiskey bottle and not.
This girl, when I tell you, take the fucking whiskey bottle down her throat.
It just was like, okay, waste the calories.
No.
But there was those few nights when I first started drinking, I was probably like a freshman or sophomore in high school.
Not college.
I never went to college, so I don't know why I said that. That I got obliterated a few times. That I thought like the dog was my mom. I don't know. So, whatever.
You guys are in business together, right?
Well, here we go.
You guys clash heads from time to time, or
no? Oh, yeah, because I was talking about you about it. I'm like, you know about siblings in business, you want to rip each other's heads off? Apparently, not with men.
Us?
You guys don't fight, like, ever?
No, what did I say?
He's 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, so. You said, like, oh, wait, yeah, you don't live in here.
I live in Florida.
We hang out the
why?
Because I have another restaurant there.
Wait, and you guys are in? You guys go against him?
Well, what we do, we just block him, but other than that,
I literally just texted. Listen, Chrissy, I'm blocking my mother right now. Because my mother is part of it too, but she shut up.
Is that me or you?
Like, I don't fuck.
It's mommy. That's who it is. Ma, shut the fuck up.
Hey, she has my babies. Is it important?
No.
Then she would text me.
She's just sending me.
It's always business, never personal. That's what it is. Why
I don't think so.
Why it's worse from Twitter.
What it isn't. What does this mean?
What is that?
What?
Young Lama Paura.
Yeah, what?
That's coming. It's about dad.
It's about dad.
I'm not afraid.
Do you know if you had a web on your elbow, it means you went to jail?
Well, I did that, so maybe we should put one.
Well, that's another story for another day.
That's another story on another episode.
Anyway,
that's another story.
Yeah, so you guys don't fight. You guys are pretty chill. Yeah. Okay, well, that doesn't happen with women. There's hormones and we're all fucked up.
We have a lot of women staff members. Sometimes personality clash.
I have to say, me and Lexi don't really. This is where it's going to become a little hairy for some people. We don't fight. TLC, sorry.
No.
Bleep Network.
Bleep Network.
I don't really know what to say there. We don't agree, we just, like, don't talk, and then, like, it kind of goes away. Like, we just don't talk.
No.
Yeah, well, it just works for us.
It's not, yeah, it just, not
like, we're, like, disagreeing, I'll walk away, and I'm like, all right, we just, like, won't
like,
talk
for
like
5 minutes, I'm like, you go over there, I'm going to go over here.
Yeah,
we solved it, it just goes away.
No, which is, both of us need to breathe.
We know what to do.
No, we'll talk about it after, but, like, everybody's just
got to, like,
breathe.
Go away.
Yeah. Breathe and then.
She got a pocket knife.
Magic.
I got lots of pockets.
She's got lots of.
I got axes. Axes.
Sometimes take a few extra.
Just in case. Yeah, I'm like, we just gotta breathe. Like today, my mother, first of all, 4,000 times. She's like, we're never getting all this done today. I go, Mom.
Well, you have to remember, we had two babies.
It doesn't matter.
Four clients. My grandmother, that I don't know where she, I didn't know grandma was coming.
I didn't know grandma was coming either.
She just, Foxy just walked in the door.
Foxy.
There was, we were all in one room. My daughter's screaming. My other daughter's screaming. My mom's trying to get her nails done. My cousin slash aunt godmother's trying to take care of the baby that she doesn't take care of, baby, so she's crying. She goes, I don't know what to do. This one, it was just, it was an interesting day.
But we got it done. Yes, because we do. That's what we do. We get shit done. But my mother's always.
But that's me too.
Did your parents involved in this business? Don't get them involved.
You try to keep it far away.
Yeah, don't get them involved.
Yeah. See, she butts heads with our mom. My mom. Yep, my mom. We have two different moms, apparently. Right.
Tell us more about your, like, sibling dynamic, because clearly ours is very strange.
We get shit done, though.
No, Nick.
I think it works great, because we've kind of found a way to delegate the bigger portions of the business, you know? Like, Al, he's real good at, like, getting the behind-the-scenes things done, you know? Like, artwork, social media, logistics, advertising, marketing, emails. Permitting, paperwork, you know, anything just like that.
I'm the secretary.
Yeah. Oh, that was your title on the paperwork when we signed this loan.
I was president. Yeah,
I was very confused about that because she didn't do it on a secretary.
So you all have like a different dynamic.
Yas's role, I like to call him the executioner, because like anything that we put out, he's gonna execute it. He's gonna make sure that we follow through with this.
That's good. At least you know what to do.
Policies, you know, overseeing the employees. Mm-hmm. Me, I kind of call myself the idea man, you know, I kind of, you know, the think tank, you know.
Founder.
So you come up with it and you just push it along.
Yeah. I pretty much just listen to the community, see what they want to eat, make it vegan, try it out. If it works, it's going
to
be everywhere.
And you push it to him and he has to take pictures of it and he has to do something with it. Yeah. Okay.
Not one person overwhelmed.
Oh, you see, I do all of it. Yeah, and then I just text her, repost this. I edited this, post this.
I'm very busy. Account. What?
Very nice life you have.
I have a great life.
Very happy.
Reposting?
The balance there.
Mm-hmm. I want to be like you.
Oh yeah. This is me. I'm gonna go take a nap on the floor right now because I haven't slept in 3 days. Yeah, that's your butt. I need to sleep.
We need a bigger team. Nobody wants
to. Actually, the only time I can talk to Lexi is at like 3 a.m. when I'm feeding my 3-month-old. That's the only time she'll answer me. It's the witching hour. Well, I want to be sleeping, but I have a newborn, so I have to feed her. And then she'll answer me. I'm like, you answer me now, it's 3 a.m. But if I text you at like 5, she's like dead. 3 to 4. Mm-hmm. 3 to 4 a.m.
Apparently that's when the ghosts try to come and get you.
And they do. They don't always come and get you, they just tell you.
I'll stop for a
moment. I'm good. I don't want to be told anything. That's your job.
Yeah, so you can speak to witches?
Yeah, I am a witch. You can speak to witch. Go, we need to get your brain in. You
got it. He doesn't know him for siblings. He doesn't know what's happening. He doesn't know we're siblings. He doesn't know.
I didn't know he was a witch.
Look around the house.
She practices, what's it called?
So why is everything black?
Because I'm a witch and I like black.
She likes black.
To be honest, this is the first house that I've seen with like the black tones that actually works.
You know? Thank you.
Yeah, you guys didn't want it. Like,
it's very, why are you wearing a black construction vest?
It's very dark.
Like,
exactly. Wait, his hat's pink.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, well. Yeah. Well, so you guys are the pink ones. I am them.
Yeah, so why is it pink?
It's bright as
pink. It's a vibrant color.
Yeah, if you look at the color wheel,
it's like, inviting.
Obviously, you know this. Colors give emotions.
Never heard of it.
Colors give emotions. You know, yes, there's a reason this traffic mess is bright.
Well, no shit. Pink. It's like black.
Feel the emotion.
Pink.
Yeah.
Pink is emotionally like
pink is a love color.
She's aware.
Very like
warm and inviting.
Well, if you come into my house, it's not the opposite of this house.
It catches the color of your house.
Pink.
It's a Pepto-Bismol fucking bottle.
Excuse me.
So all you need is that logo to put on the wall.
Do you guys know what her they call her?
The color code is
not Pepto-Bismol. Is what they call you?
I'll fucking kill somebody if they call me that.
What's your name?
My name is Bria the Diva. That's what they call it, and that's what they call it. That's her Instagram, that's her.
Since I was like 9.
Our pink is Diva Pink.
Diva Glam.
Actually, no, that was Diva Lips. I think my room color used to be the pink color.
So all you need is a logo behind the walls, and it's you're ready to rock
it. Well, you don't have to tell me that
it's
the best color.
Time if you ever need it.
You do know her sister is an artist, right?
Yeah.
Hi.
Do they can work together?
They don't know a lot. They don't know every sibling. You know fucking up. All of us together.
They call me the executioner.
Okay, yeah, well, that's his job. Yeah, slice fucking right, throat.
I'll get the permits and put the pin on.
Perfect. There you go.
That's it.
I'll just rip us five together. We've got.
Speaking of nightmare running business in the city, we got into two accidents today. Fucking President Biden got a shutdown in traffic.
Is he here?
3 hours just to
get home. Is he like not our president right now?
He waits a few traffic lights. And then they got the UN meetings and all that.
So you're waiting to get into.
What? People don't like to let you merge, but we actually have another video coming soon that we're editing. It's like.
Did you hit a biker?
He didn't have a shot. Because I want to hit that. So he couldn't mediate traffic.
One day I needed it.
Exactly. You couldn't direct traffic. He couldn't. By the way, he borrowed mine because he forgot his at home and the lamb head. I'm still confused why it's not
said. I like this one.
I know. Yeah. So what's your like top seller you might that you guys sell?
The gyro.
The gyro. I'm taking it back.
Yeah, that jerk mac been going crazy too. If you like spicy, if you like Caribbean flavors, jerk mac and cheese.
And the gyros. That's
we
like,
put anything over mac and cheese, I think it on the fly.
Chopped cheese, jerk chicken, tenders, drumsticks.
That's my shit too. That's what we're gonna have to do something together. I don't cook. Mac and cheese. I'll try it. I make mac and cheese. I'll be the taste tester. I do soy-free mac and cheese, all different flavors, and I do pizza cupcakes, and now I've been doing mac and cheese.
So we're going to put your best with our best.
Fuck yeah.
She's going to let us
I'll taste test.
There we go.
Because I don't
going to know which one's which. So.
We got to get
No, I have to. You bundle me. This is taking a turn of events.
No. Sure. I thought I was going to be the one blindfolded. I don't know.
We got
Listen. Anyway.
We got the best mag. That's all we know.
We got the
best.
Veg Fuels nominated number one in the U.S. Come on now. Can't take that lightly.
So where are you guys located store-wise?
Midtown Manhattan.
24 West 45th Street, Vegan on the Fly, Vegan International. Your Tampa, address Florida. Is in Tampa, Florida. And then we got two food trucks that are nationwide events.
Ah. What made you move to Florida?
Because he likes
to eat. Dad wanted to spice up his life.
Miami.
I love Miami.
That's where all my tattoos. No, I'm not moving there because it's my happy place. I can't move there because then I have no escape. Like that's like my.
You can escape back here.
Miami's New York. It's hot.
I know. All of these.
I can't live somewhere that's hot year round. I would drop it.
I need my snow. Like I'm a December baby. I need my snow. I need my seasons.
Yeah, I can't. I need seasons. I need seasons.
60 degrees and he's shivering already.
Come on.
Today he was about to wear jacket.
72. I mean, I put my hoodie on. I was like,
throw a machine.
Come on. No, I would die. I have to go to Florida in February, and I'm like.
Today we had to go to an event, and it was like 2 hours and a half traffic. And he's like, yo, y'all deal with this every day. I'm like, welcome to New York.
Well, I did yell out to somebody that had a Florida license plate in front of me today because they were driving about. I think a snail passed them, and I was like, just go back to Florida because you don't have a license.
Something with these New Yorkers that always got Florida places.
Because one of my
best friends.
I just
think we're just too antsy and like everything's like rushed here. Like we don't know how to be calm. Well, I'm just like, well, I need to get places.
I have on my finger, bitch.
I call my half water place, so who knows?
One of my best friends, he moved from here to Florida, and then he's like, everyone's coming from Florida to here, and we're always fucking Florida place, but everyone's like in slow motion.
Florida's like
here in slow motion.
Florida's like the Long Islanders that like don't do anything past 6 p.m.
That's me.
That's Florida.
I don't do anything past 6 p.m.
So maybe you need
where
to
where New Yorkers are like, you're clocking into your second job at 6 p.m.
You
talk to
the next
get ready to go to sleep.
I don't do anything past 6 p.m.
She's
okay.
Moving to Florida.
Yeah, you can move to Florida.
My 6 p.m., I'm home and that's bath time and dinner time and then an hour is bedtime.
Yeah, you fit right in. Florida's, they take dinner at 6 p.m. Religion.
Now I'm waking up at 6 p.m.
There you go.
Like from a nap because I don't sleep. What time do you guys get up in the morning?
7 a.m.
Ask him what time he goes to sleep.
Well, I live like 5 minutes from my store.
So he got the easy life. He's 5 minutes
from his store.
So like if you wake up at 9,
no,
you're good.
Late 55.
Just crawl there. Okay, what time do you wake up?
7.
Okay.
7.
What time
do
you guys open?
11.
Catch a good 3 hours. Okay. We got shit to do.
Yep. With all those 3 hours, are you fighting people, traffic, fighting bums?
Bums! Yeah. I'm just gonna pick the foot up.
You can fight on the floor.
Fight people! Where the fuck's my knife?
People are gonna ask you, are you really vegan? So it's a lot of talking.
Whenever, okay, so you guys have done the
vegan, you know, pop-ups on Long Island.
Yeah, yeah.
When they come over and they ask me, is this vegan?
Yeah.
Why would I be at a vegan pop-up if I wasn't vegan? Well, it says chicken.
The word
chicken.
Vegan is in our store.
We get calls every day, literally it says, are you guys fully vegan?
No, but we understand, because there's really no other spots like us that are doing the menu that we
have. Because the food looks so familiar.
We're going to do a gyro competition too, because I make one with lentils that's made out of
sweet
soy.
Sweetheart,
you're playing with a fucking Sagittarius, motherfucker.
We can go at it.
Let's go.
Gyros with lentils, I never heard of that before.
I made it up.
No, if you want, we can give you the soy free one that doesn't have soy sauce. We use a coconut aminos instead.
I love that! I use them in like everything.
She's eating chocolate.
Is it vegan?
Nope.
No.
None of that's vegan. I have it. It's heavy.
Do you
no,
want
that's all. No.
Nothing is vegan.
I have
the dairy. It's scary.
This was left over from Halloween about 3 years ago before I was vegan. I have the vegan ones in the closet.
You guys must say trick or treat crazy here.
This must be the house that gets like a good vegan candy.
No, they don't come here.
They don't come here.
Because they're afraid. They see the skeleton.
Well, I would be afraid of you too.
But like,
this is the house they come.
Well, I'm having Halloween at Lethal.
I go Halloween trick or treating with
you. I bartend at Lethal.
The most Halloween I've been to was this place in Long Island, Witch's Brew. You ever get that name?
It's not perfect. You know, I'm doing Halloween at Lithology because I bartend there too, and then I sell my pizza cupcakes. So,
talk a little bit about these pizza cupcakes.
What? What?
Is it like a dessert or is it like?
I was very gonna ask. Today. First of all, where's
you didn't bring it right now.
The best is that
I don't have the groceries.
They go over everything and they're so confused. Like,
what time is it?
8 o'clock.
Hopefully,
and they're like, I'm like, so is it?
You gotta execute.
Like a cupcake that has sauce on it, and I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's literally pizza that snacks to shape like a cupcake. I'm like, Lex, you need to reword this because they
these are pizza muffins you're making.
No. I am, okay.
So I said they always ask if it's
those
cake
are pizza
sauce
muffins.
On it.
Listen to me.
Egg McMuffin.
Oh, yeah. No eggs. All the eggs. Vegan eggs. And what did I tell you just today? She keeps feeding her my niece the fucking eggs.
I made 6 egg whites every morning.
Oh my god.
No, sorry
right
to wipe it all to you.
I'm done with you.
And
flip her chair.
She's done.
I eat.
I eat
pepperoni cheese in it.
Oh no.
You're done. That's what I eat. I have grilled chicken for lunch.
So with the pizza muffins.
Alright, so I do a lot of brewery events because I also bartend, and so it's like having a pizza, like, you know, walking around with the beer in your hand, it's like fucking ridiculous. And I'm Italian, and everything is meat and cheese.
Sure.
So I had to make sure that sure is my word, so stop saying that. You stole my fucking construction myth, and you stole my fucking word.
Yo, this guy's crazy.
He's done too. We're getting rid of both of them. It's just gonna be us three now.
Let's do
it.
We have the next name.
So it's
we're going back to Florida.
That's fine. You guys go to Florida, and we're gonna go to Puerto Rico.
I don't wanna go there, it's far.
Puerto Rico's amazing.
I need to go.
You never been?
No!
She wants to take my daughter. Despacito! She wants to take my daughter because apparently my daughter speaks Spanish.
How old
is
your daughter?
She's two.
She's two and she watches Spanish videos.
Where were you when I was saying no one's
all her kids will understand.
They're men.
I have several kids.
And I have lots of children.
There's many kids.
She got two.
I have a bunch of children. So how long you guys know each other for?
2 years.
You can ask us that. We actually won't get insulted because we have the same dad, we just have different moms.
Yeah, three different
so
moms.
So we actually
with all of you.
Yeah. No, no, no. They have the same dad.
Like
same
you
mom.
Said, our father likes to spice up.
Our dad did too, but in a different way.
So you asked
them. So you have a different mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I met them when I was 16.
Wow, and you like them?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's why they like each other more than we like. Well, I love you, but I want to punch him.
You guys have a fall before?
Like fist fight? No.
Like blow up at each other?
Yeah, you pulled me. I was one of her nails.
I didn't punch you.
No, she pulled me out of the chair and dragged me by my feet to the
nail. You know why she did that though, right?
Because I was
you guys do this thing where you have problems and then you don't talk about it.
It's not mindful.
Well, that's what this is about. But it's because our mother gets involved.
No.
Yes, it is.
Our mother's my best friend. They butt heads.
Your mother's vegan?
I've never seen your
mother. No.
So what's she think about you being vegan?
She likes it. She's my
yeah. She's in all the.
She's like me. She loves
social media.
This is the problem. Everybody like was like, oh, how do you know?
We'll eat anything that you make. I don't care that it's vegan. Vegan food's good.
So if you had to go to vegan diet,
your face would look good.
Yeah, but she looks like my problem is this. I'm so like, you can ask her.
She weighs a bit our water.
Okay. All right.
And we have to go back to the pizza cupcakes because all of our ADHD.
The pizza muffins.
Listen.
It's a muffin with tomato sauce.
No. Okay. So I did a couple of Food Network shows. And then Buddy Belastro picked me up as the cupcake bitch. So cupcakes have always been my thing. Like, that's always what I make. I make crazy different cupcakes. So I make savory cupcakes. I make sweet cupcakes. All that stuff. And when I went
vegan. I used to like the bourbon butterscotch ones.
The bourbon butterscotch ones are fucking good. So I do those too. But then I started doing pizza with... Like, so I'm like, why don't I make it in a cupcake? Because it's portable, and what about these brewery
It makes events? Sense when she explains
It's in a cupcake shape.
So does it have frosting?
Yes, the sauce.
So it's a muffin.
Let's see some photos.
It's some muffin.
Yo, we can put this special in the store.
I'll put insert photo here. Yeah.
You gotta try it first.
Oh, I will bring
that's
it to
you.
That's a muffin. I'll put fucking
in that's a
you shut up! I'm taking my vest back. Give me my fucking vest.
For 20 minutes, it's time you show them. Yeah.
I got
put
pictures.
It's a muffin.
Whatever it is, it's a portable fucking pizza.
They're really
and I put a whole bunch of
whatever they are. Cupcake muffin, fucking blob dough.
You guys are more pizza. More pizza. If you want some vegan pizza, that's
when we first opened, we did a collab with
him. We did like a pop-up.
Best Miami pizza.
Snack
vegan or not, best pizza. You should go collab with him.
Yeah,
that'd be fire.
Real Italian.
Miami.
Real Italian.
More pizza. Look him up on the IG. Best pizza you have.
Vegan or not. Shout out Moriart.
Yeah.
Are you think now that you're vegan?
If we crave something, we gonna make it vegan.
Yeah, we make it.
Lamb!
That's
like
vegan. Our we got chicken. We got
so like our we just did oxtails, yo.
Our menu when we first opened the restaurant was five items. When we first opened a restaurant, it was five menu items. Now we got like 20 because every time we throw a special, it's so popular that
we
like,
gotta keep it on.
You just gotta keep
but
it on.
But there's not something you could tell me that a non-vegan will eat that we can't replicate to taste almost identical to it, if not better.
So do you have anybody that like fights you on it? Like that they, everybody.
Every day.
People come to us after like upset thinking we serve them non-vegan food. And
like,
just
it's literally
response.
In your name.
Yeah.
No, yeah, everything's vegan. Flavor comes from different, our spices come from different part of the world. We got products coming from Taiwan, Spain, and a few other places.
International
with it. So the flavors that we aim for, I feel like we definitely do deliver.
Yeah,
we touch base on Middle Eastern food.
Well, I don't see any. You keep
food.
Talking about my muffins. Where the fuck's your fucking gyros?
You know where to find us? Yeah.
All right, well, we're
coming. Actually, I was in the city.
Yes, we are. We're going.
So
taking a field trip?
We're taking a field trip.
Never, but we're coming.
And well, I'm the only reason why I was in the city the other night.
You can't say you're from New York if you never
is we went to go see Sebastian.
Long Island's not considered.
And
New
I go
York
to
city.
Queens. I got shit to do over here. I gotta run Long Island. You guys are taking over
Long
the
Long Island's basically
city.
Connecticut.
Connecticut? Oh, I can see Connecticut from my house.
We don't jack Long Island.
Listen, you guys are taking over the vegan world in the city. I'm taking over the vegan world in Long Island.
Sounds good.
So, okay, she weighs water because they lie. Water bottles say it's 23.7 ounces when it's really 25.5, and the little ones say they're 8 ounces when they're 8.6.
Sure, it's my burden.
Do you think you have a lawsuit here?
I do.
Okay.
Well, Nick! That's my lawyer's name. She's just psycho. But anyway, yeah, no, I'm a creature of habit when it comes to food, and that's my problem when it comes to vegan. I don't know how to make stuff like that.
Well,
so, like, I need easy things. In the morning, like I said, I...
You don't like peanut butter and jelly?
I work out. I don't eat peanut butter and jelly.
Oatmeal.
I don't eat
banana,
things that are better.
A fruit, an apple.
Okay, so when besides
egg whites in the morning,
rice
like,
and peas, plantain.
Yeah, besides
I don't
chocolate,
eat vegan food.
Besides
like,
chocolate,
have
sorry,
you
mom.
That is the only like bad non-clean thing in my diet. Chocolate, I'll never give up because it's.
Well,
I love
the
vegan
life.
Chocolate.
There's vegan chocolate.
So my thing is that I eat very clean. So literally my days consist of the same thing.
All this chicken I'm here.
Lunch and dinner is like a protein and it's either fish. In the morning it's egg whites with factory cheese.
We should replace that. Keep
okay.
Going.
Lunch is usually grilled chicken, mushrooms or hamburgers or something like that. Dinner is usually like a fish with asparagus or like again.
So you eat all the animals.
Hormones, antibiotics,
I eat all the animals, all the meat, all the cheese, all the
animals.
Here, you don't get it.
You see it? Oh, vegan Kit Kat.
Okay, and if you know I gave you a Kit Kat,
she likes it.
Kit Kat is my thing. Okay.
I've never had a
exactly.
vegan Kit Kat.
Oh, seriously? Oh, fucking bomb.
I would like to add the real version does not break.
Yo, in Florida?
Like, unless this is from last Halloween, but I give you the benefit of the doubt.
I just got those from fucking...
How much did you buy these for?
Don't ask.
No, in Florida, they were going so crazy.
That's another thing. Like, I will not buy vegan food because it's too expensive. Yeah. No, an apple, an onion,
so you would never
water.
Go
do you know, I eat all that? Carrot, celery.
Do you know why it's more expensive than meat?
You are our ideal.
Because the meat industry is subsidized by the government.
I'm trying.
Yeah,
that's all it. I'm trying.
Where's our vegan subsidy?
I'm a big vegetable fruit person. I eat vegetables and fruit all day. Stop the chicken.
So you have.
I like chicken. No. Today she ate chicken while I was doing her nails. I'm like, you gotta get it away from me.
I'm outside. Kit Kat is good.
Uh-huh. I got the whole, where's my...
We can make a Kit Kat milkshake with this.
Nah, and banana. Deep fried it.
Cupcake.
See how we got ideas on the fly?
All I hear is calories when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, but we have to sell the food to the people. So they
okay, well, you can't sell food to me like that. Tell me it's healthy and has zero calories in it.
First of all, anything vegan, it's automatically healthy.
Let's say you just want
to never had it.
That's it.
Right. You guys tell me it's 25 calories.
I'll take care of it.
That's it.
Tell me what.
We'll get a food.
Ask what I did with her stuffed pepper. I made stuffed peppers. So I did like a pea protein, like walnut meat. It was very good. Yeah. And I made. I'm sorry, I didn't have groceries, I didn't have time today. Next time we're gonna cook.
She gave you a cake.
I gave you a fucking cake.
Could have done this in that restaurant. Yeah, that would have been nice.
Why didn't you tell me that?
We have milkshakes there.
We have milkshakes there. The executioner didn't come up with the idea.
You guys don't come to the city.
The only comes so often.
Oh, I would. You have just confused this one.
Where am I going?
To the city.
At 7 o'clock at night? Go fuck yourself.
8:20 actually.
You're lucky I'm fucking in the chair at 8:20.
Oh,
I'm missing my bedtime.
Fucking get out of here. Well, next time we're going.
You sleep at 7.
My babies go down at 7:30. I'm in bed when I have them.
Yep, kids.
No, how long do you guys know each other?
Yes. Listen. When I know you're older than me, but when you get to my age and my position, you are fucking tired and you go to bed early.
I'm gonna ask how old are you guys?
You 28.
We already said this.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, not on me. Hello? It's on my neck.
31, and you?
I don't have mine on my neck. I'm 28.
It's not why that's on my neck.
I just turned 28 in July.
Damn, so you're about to be 30.
So okay, whoa. You're the same age.
I know. You're a Leo. You're gonna be fucking 2 years.
Nah.
Once you're 30, that's it. Your life is done.
Well, listen, I look fucking
excuse me.
That's what I heard.
I
used
to be the
young one in the room, so thank you.
I got you. I'm gonna bring that energy over here.
You look at 18, then you're like, okay, 21, boom. Then you're like 25.
I wanted to be 18, and I wanted to stay there. I just wanted to be 18. I didn't care.
No, absolutely not. I like 31.
Sweet spot.
This is my year.
I like 25.
No, 31.
I like being age 25 because I like the number.
You graduate.
I have 33 behind my ear. That's my fucking.
Well, you can't say that.
Golden. Yes. Who the fuck said I'm a witch?
Actually, you've been 19 and.
Yeah, I keep saying I'm 19 and 24 months.
She refused to turn 20, so.
Yeah, I refused to turn 20, and then I learned you have to grow up. And then I refused to turn 30, and then I had my unbirthday Alice in Wonderland party. And I was like, I'm still 29. And then I went, no, I'm fucking 31.
You're old.
End of story. I'm 31.
You're an old bitch.
And I'm a grown ass fucking woman, and I'm in fucking charge, and that's it.
That's it.
I set you up. You can't do that. I gotta edit it.
Come on, I gotta wait.
When is the. Yeah, come.
He's the executioner.
He's trying to execute.
Yeah.
He's
trying to let the
customer. So am I. I'm trying to execute. I'm trying to do all
that's
three
a big
of your jobs.
To live up to. I'm just.
Yeah, I do all three of your jobs. Remember? You all said, okay, so your job is.
I make sure.
We started off doing everything. We was the cashier, we was the dishwasher.
No, we still are.
The dishwasher?
No, I meant all of you have your separate jobs.
We opened the restaurant with two people. Me, him.
You say vegan on the fly. You say vegan on the fly food truck, and I say vegan international.
Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
The idea, man. Yes. So all three of them split the things.
We got halal cart too.
I'm going to say vegan.
She's going to say she's going
to. I'll be the cart lady.
Yes. You're the cart lady?
Larry,
I can wheel a cart.
Yeah.
Sure.
So she holds it on the halal cart. Well, I'll say it, you just make the little.
I cannot. Well, first of all, the lamb thing is weird. It's like, because that's the only thing that I missed. That was always my favorite. Well, the head's not here, mofo.
It should be an asparagus head.
So,
just reminds me of the turkey head in Friends. Yes.
Do you guys watch Friends?
Do you guys watch Friends?
Yeah.
Friends, yeah.
Oh, you better say yes, because yeah, if you don't say yes, all three of you are going
to watch The Office?
No, I don't like The Office. My husband makes me watch it, and I think it's watching him try.
My buddy, Ray Wilson's not.
Sorry, guys. I just don't.
Sorry.
That's like, he likes Seinfeld better than Friends.
No, absolutely not. I have two Friends tattoos. I have one here. Where the fuck's my
other one? Let's see, Seinfeld isn't funny. I'm saying Friends is just wins everything.
I have another one somewhere.
No, The Office is better than Friends.
Whoa. Give me my best back.
I'm a Friends fan.
Give me my best back. Give me my best back.
Listen to me.
We can't be friends.
No.
If you don't watch Friends, give me the best back.
I watch every episode. The Office is better.
Let me ask you a question. You don't lose brain cells when you watch that show? Because I lose brain cells. And I don't have a lot left.
It's only the people with the brain cells that can understand the humor.
No, it's stupid. It's stupid. Stupid.
I've never watched
it. Oh, it's terrible. Don't watch it.
No, you have to watch it.
You won't like it.
I don't have time to watch
you,
TV.
Look at me. You will not like
I'm
it.
I'm on TV. I don't watch it. Everyone's always like, you're on TV, but you don't watch it. Go,
so how does
go.
Your daily life
no,
go?
I'm actually
what's your schedule?
Jealous of you, the fact that you haven't seen it. You have an opportunity to actually watch that show for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good it is.
Are we still recording?
What?
Are we still recording?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What?
I said you was taking a break. I didn't know.
But that was
and we're back.
Oh my god. Focus
wait,
your
head. How long do you guys know each other?
2 years. Right. Alright, on to business.
What's
up? Talk business.
Yeah, alright, what
you already
what
know
are we doing?
What's it like?
Yeah.
What our goals are,
mm-hmm.
What you guys' goals are. Yeah. How you want to bring these pizza muffins to every Whole Foods worldwide.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
Tell them.
They are pizza cupcakes
to Whole Foods. Yes, she actually does. Her salon's next to Whole Foods. Next to Whole Foods.
I think pizza muffins gives the customer more expectations.
Yeah.
Like better expectations. Nobody you say cupcake, I'm looking for icing.
Yeah.
Well, I could. Don't put icing on that.
A muffin,
no, but
exactly. That's why I say the muffin.
Yeah. Those are pizza muffins.
It's just a simple
Now they're pizza muffins.
I know, but it's just like they like a lot of people know me as the cupcake witch.
But they're gonna know you now as the muffin witch.
I see you're
the
muffin.
I don't like. No, I hear somebody
the
muffin
witch.
I'm not opposed to new ideas, but I feel like muffin sounds like the Miss Muffet sat on her fucking
muffin.
Like you know, like pizza muffs.
Whoa.
That is not what we're gonna call it.
I'm gonna get muffed.
I was thinking like. I mean, honestly, me, yeah. Where's my shoes? That's.
How come we got two phones
now? I'm a very busy woman. I need two phones.
For side hoes.
I wish. There's no side hoes. Nope.
No
side hoes. I got no hands. Here's my hoes.
No offense. I think it's not you guys. You guys seem normal, but most of.
They
the
do.
Men in your gen, I guess my gen.
They must like
they're just
the
like,
guys you would
hello.
Like
no, I date trash. Basura and more basura.
Oh.
I date boys.
No, you date someone that's not vegan?
All of them.
No.
So I'm like, I'm done. Oh, I already told
this. Do you guys ever date somebody that's not vegan?
We all got silent very quickly.
She's like, you date someone that's vegan.
Well, you date somebody that's not vegan.
It's not something you want to force on someone. I feel like more of them being around your lifestyle and your culture, they can make that decision on their own. I think that's the most peaceful option in terms of long term.
You seem like a very calm man.
Yeah.
Does anything rattle you?
It's a Virgo.
Born and raised in New York, you're immune to a lot of the nonsense that goes on.
I'm still fucking up.
So we woke up on
just very
like outside dining, bro. Came to work regular day, and this
just ran over it.
Like,
that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's the least of it.
Do you just ever want to run over those people riding the bikes in Manhattan? Because I can't stand them.
What was it saying? You prepare for the worst, plan for the best. That's kind of what we do.
Okay, it is what it isn't.
Yeah.
Did you get what you needed?
Did you bring the dogs?
No, we're talking about pizza muffins. We're talking about dogs.
I like doggies.
You
could
be the
next Otis Spunkmeyer. I don't want my dog.
You know who Otis Spunkmeyer is?
Who?
You never went to the bodega and got an Otis Spunkmeyer muffin?
No.
He's old school.
Bodega?
Are you secretly
90? What year were you born?
92, same as you.
Yeah, exactly. So
I told you I didn't go anywhere. I hid in my room.
Little Debbie don't ring a bell?
No, I was not.
And Little Debbie.
I wasn't fat because
yes.
I ate all the shit.
Section. You got the muffins. You got the Little Debbie snack. You got the sticky ones.
No, the weird thing with her is that she wouldn't eat. No,
she doesn't like sweets.
Yeah, I'm not a sweet person. And
me, clearly, we all where I sit.
The only thing I like is Kit Kats. Like, and I was just always, I lived on like lettuce and basically rabbit food my whole fucking life. But I was still 300 pounds. And I'm like, so I just.
We should have weighed your water.
Wait, the water. That's it. It's the water. That's it.
As my auntie Sabi would say, you're really put on.
What does that mean?
It's our little doggo.
Oh! You said we, as in who?
What do you mean?
You know they're brothers, right? Remember?
They live together? I didn't get custody. That information.
They
didn't
know. We shared custody. Yeah. Oh, that's
all. They didn't know we were siblings. They didn't know. You don't know they're siblings.
It's like a throuple.
Okay, well, this changed. You can have my dog. Oh, she wants that too.
I think this is my only dog.
Her name is Chanel. She's paying the ass. Yeah, well, she got one dog.
Kids and a dog?
Don't remind me of that.
That's why you go to sleep at 8 p.m.
Oh, I don't bring the like dog that. It's on you. My dog. I don't. One of them might have stepped in poop. I don't know.
No.
Exactly. New York Mets British flag tattoo.
The Friends. It's back to Friends too. So I'm a big Mets fan.
Not The Office.
No Office. So this was from Miami. So my tattoo artist is in Miami. So we did a Miami game. So
what's his name?
Boris.
Boris,
he's the fucking shit. He does.
Manual.
Does any of you have tattoos? I'm looking.
No.
Yeah. None of you.
Haram. I don't speak that.
Yeah. You're not allowed?
Yeah.
Why?
It's haram.
It's against our religion.
We gotta keep the skin
pure. You can't, like,
pure.
Be buried in the. Isn't that like a Jewish thing?
We keep the skin pure.
It's awkward, motherfucker! Pure, pure. That one at the window a long time ago. Yes.
Me personally, I feel like it's painful. I don't like anything painful, so.
I like
you guys. Thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Not what?
You want to get one?
Feel the purity.
Do I want to? I wanted to get one.
I
think I wanted to. I really did. I wanted to get something that would make my grandma's in London, which is weird enough. And we were going to London, and then you know I don't really want to. Now, what if you got one? Is that like what happens to you? You burst into flames.
Type shit.
Okay. See, like, Sagittarius. Are you guys very religious?
Not as religious as we should be, but I feel like it's a life moment.
That's a good way to put it. Okay.
Everyone's level of faith is different.
All right. Well,
everybody practices.
See, my thing is, I don't believe in a religion. I believe in just don't be an asshole.
That's what we say stuff for long.
Don't be an asshole. End of story. Do what you want, but don't be an asshole.
Practice witchism.
Witchism. My mom calls it witchism.
She does. Witchism.
Well, Wicca is a religion, but you don't have to practice witchcraft to be Wiccan.
Is a religion?
That Wicca is the religion, not witchcraft. Witchcraft is the practice. So it's like, I don't believe in the religion part. I just do the.
She just puts herbs in a pot.
I do, like, I'm the kitchen witch. Like, I fucking. It's my herbs. It's my magic. It's my magic.
It's like oregano. Instead of
oregano oil. Yes, oregano oil.
Like, tastes like pizza. Speaking of pizza muffins.
The pizza muffins.
Pizza cupcakes!
They are now muffins. Yeah, so, okay, we're going back to that conversation.
Where are these notes you had that you want to touch base on?
We were going to the muffins next.
These
we're
muffins
back.
Have really
You don't even
good.
Have an example of a pizza muffin.
We don't know how
we're putting it here.
I told you.
Tell us what you think these are. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to talk about, okay. The lamb thing again. So the lamb thing with us.
That's Larry.
Larry. Yeah. Well, Larry the lamb. Didn't bring Larry. They left Larry at home.
Larry is actually in the Sunshine State.
Yeah. They left Larry in Florida.
Larry.
Yeah, but that's the only thing like I miss like meat wise. That's always been my favorite, and it's been a connection with me and my dad because like his thing was lamb chops and mint jelly. And
loved mint jelly.
Everyone.
What's mint jelly?
Exactly. What? It's
a Turkish thing.
Hold
right?
on.
What's mint jelly?
They put it with the lamb chops. It's like a. It's like
you
a,
don't know what
mint jelly. Forget the mint jelly.
It's very good.
No, it's disgusting.
I like
it's
it. Disgusting. It's disgusting.
I like it. No, I guess I get it.
But that's my altar for my dad. It's a whole thing. It's a witch thing. This is mint jelly. It's disgusting.
This is mint jelly.
It's toothpaste on a lamb chop in jelly. So my dad was obsessed with this on lamb chops. I don't understand, but he was. And he tells me he wants lamb chops and mint jelly, and I bring
it's vegan.
Three. It is
vegan.
Can I smell it? It is. Go, open it.
My dad was not a vegan.
No, he was not. But I make him vegan food, and I bring it there. He never got to try my vegan food because he died before that. So I bring it to the cemetery. It's disgusting.
It smells like bubble gum.
Yeah,
bubble gum.
Mint should only be for two.
Like mouthwash.
It's disgusting. No, it's gross.
I like
it's
it.
Fucking, I...
Yeah, my mom does that too. I get it.
No.
Yeah.
I've never seen this
it's
in my
disgusting.
Life.
Well, now you have.
Dogma, now you know yeah. what he means.
It's
no respect to the OG, but.
Yeah. No. I know. I tell him it's gross.
Dogma,
it's not gross, Dad. No, it's disgusting. I like it. Whatever.
Yeah, vegan turn of events, we make a banging lamb shawarma, very fatty slice.
Very dope.
Now you need this.
No.
Where is it?
You ain't never gonna catch us with that.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're gonna.
I used to have Lammy.
Oh yeah.
She had this fucking. Tell them. When I was a baby and I was born, I don't know who brought it to the hospital. It was like this lamb stuffed animal, and I still have it.
Your father's sister.
I think it was Michael.
That's actually pretty cool. You carry something from when he was born.
Yeah.
It's that's somewhere in my house or somewhere in my mom's house. But a couple years ago, I actually was like passing it. I'm like, you still have Lammy? And she's like,
yeah. She carried around this thing. And she named it Lammy. And it was a lamb. And she would carry it around. So I'm like, very interesting. Is Nick just staring down the camera lens?
I'm looking at your those baby bell, the vegan ones.
Oh, do you want those?
No. I've had them. I don't like them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I just noticed it there.
You turn on that popcorn machine?
Is it vegan?
What's up with your magnets?
It's fucking popcorn.
What are these magnets about?
Those are spicy.
Our house, by the way, got a lot of
cool
stuff.
Those are spicy.
Yo, what a fucking good idea.
Yeah, those are spices. They're right on the...
Do you know how many people asked? Because she got them for me. And do you know how many people stopped me and asked me about them? Insert a picture of the magnet. Look over the chair.
That is
so...
Utility wise,
it's cool.
Cut. It's convenient. Because you go in the pantry and all of them are... And they knock you in the head. No, I want to see them all.
It's convenient.
Grab and go.
Wait, we're coming up on the time of Bree needs to go to bed.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You'll be fine.
All right, I'll take a nap.
Well, anything you guys want to touch on? Want to bring anything more up about you guys?
One thing I like to say is a lot of vegan restaurants are closing down lately for many reasons. I don't think it's just pointed to one reason. They have to stand behind the restaurants that are still trying to do their thing and bring you guys good food while maintaining respect to the vegan culture and keeping everything away from cross-contamination.
Exactly.
But yeah, they're closing down like Domino's effects, most of them being our peers, so we feel for you guys, but it's just a tough time. Support your local vegan business.
I think one thing I kind of noticed over the last couple of years since this recession started, vegan food is going to take the first hit because everyone considered it like kind of like a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a little bit of a disposable income to afford something that's a little bit more expensive. And our philosophy has always been affordable vegan food. You know, like in Tampa, you know, we have the most affordable thing.
Wednesdays
are $5 for our gyro. You're operating in 2 days.
I have $5.
I got you with a gyro.
Perfect.
You got to make sure it's Wednesday.
Do you know the calories of it?
Oh, here she goes. She's going to fucking weigh it.
We never told the pepper story. I yelled at her over her pepper. Long story short, she gave me this stupid fucking pepper.
No. I made her the stuff. Yes, I told them. I made it out of pea protein and walnuts.
And I was scared I was going to gain weight.
And she weighed it.
I was yelling at her. And I was like, if I wake up and I'm 2 pounds up, because this is
fucking
pepper.
And guess what? What did you do? Lost weight.
I don't remember.
You lost weight.
Well, I also did an hour of cardio.
I don't care. You do that every day. You called me the next morning and you
could have waited out.
Because you ate vegan cheese.
What? You have a story like her. You've always been fit.
Yeah, no, she's always a skinny bitch.
Okay.
When I was little, I was chubby.
Bria.
And then I like went on a frenzy. And then I gained weight after I graduated high school because I stopped dancing because like whatever. And I gained more weight than I would like to. And then I lost 50 pounds and I have kept it off. And now I'm just crazy when it comes to food and the gym. And I had a baby 3 months ago. I gotta like lose baby weight.
God bless.
You guys don't have to worry about that. You'll never be pregnant.
God bless for that.
Men would never be able to do it, trust me.
No, you cannot. Just like
we would be extinct. That's
why. That's like kids. He doesn't want to get a tattoo.
Because like, if you want to give birth.
No, we execute. We make the kids.
Y'all handle the rest.
Mm-hmm. Y'all take care.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you guys don't do that either.
Y'all handle the rest.
We have our parts.
Soon enough in this day and age, they'll figure out how to get rid of you guys all together.
Yes. Some of them don't know how to execute.
No. It's only 9 months. Not too bad.
Sure. You're really pregnant for 10 months.
Sure.
And then you gotta push them out of a fucking hole. Okay.
Push.
I did twice.
Push.
Or you can cut.
Get the fuck out of here. Get away from me with that knife.
Listen, I've had 2 boob jobs. I've had fucking sleep surgery, whole bladder surgery. I've had all of that. I've been under the knife. I've fucking covered in tattoos. Bring it on.
Yeah.
What do you want?
You guys are opposite.
You just noticed that?
No.
How long do you know each other? How long? Bria, nice to meet you.
polar opposite. I always said I'm a little bit peep, she's spawn the same.
So what do you guys do for a living besides pizza muffins?
I have another.
Well, what's that Kim Kardashian show? Reality TV? You guys need a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Please tell me you're
keeping up with the
Open the door.
Like, please tell me that.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And you should put your mom on it too.
My grandma? Your family?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we should.
And you should do nails.
Al, you want to be on the show?
Let's do it.
Hi, nice to meet you. You should do nails on the show.
So you do hair full time.
I do hair full time. And yeah, I do hair and makeup. That's my thing. I do her hair.
Yes, she does.
Do you do boys' hair?
I do not.
She doesn't make
I'm not good with the buzzer. I actually am private. I'm very honest about
that. I learned during quarantine.
The only time I did men's hair was during COVID and my husband was still working because
We're going to ask your husband that question.
So you don't give your husband a haircut?
And he's very picky. My husband's very picky with his hair. He's a mix of this. But he gets his haircut like almost every week.
What breed is he?
And he gets a skin fade, which of course he throws me to the wolves and he's like, you could do this. It took me 45 minutes.
I'm not telling him how. He goes, what's special? He goes, what kind of dog is he?
45 minutes is good.
Cute. Well, I am a hairdresser, so I mean, it's not like you're
in the chair for a minimum of an hour. And if he's Dominican, hour and a half.
I was watching a video and doing it at the same time. It wasn't terrible. I saw imperfection.
Mine was better than yours.
It was. Thank you.
Do you answer phone calls when you're with your clients?
No. She hangs up the phone. No.
Man, the barbers.
I do not answer phone calls. If they text me, I'll answer them after, and then my mom still has the phone line to the salon open, so she answers a lot of my phone calls, and she has access to my book, so she'll put them in.
She works for you?
I mean, I guess she can say that.
You pay her well.
She's my nanny. Everybody's like, do you have a nanny for all your kids? No, her name is Jen. I pay her with the cuteness of my children. My mom loves being a grandma, so she was at my house before. She had one, and my husband had the other.
Well, that was
because the nighttime routine with my two-year-old has been nor here nor there. So you need 20 hands on deck with a 2-year-old. But
well, she knows what she wants.
She's Belmia.
She's Hazia's niece.
She's Belmia. You can't really tell her what to do.
But exactly. All right,
she's
cute. You can't tell when
she does hair. What do you do?
Oh my god. How old you guys?
What's your name?
Matt, get the fuck out. Well, I did the nails, and
the
I'm
nails.
Fucking over it, and clearly
she hates it.
I have no desire to do any of this. Like, I just hate it. Cooking is, like, I'm an artist at heart, so it's any type of art. So I started with fashion, and I would always draw the stuff that I wanted to wear, and I couldn't, because I couldn't wear it. And, like, I'm in my room, and I'd be like, oh, this is what I want to wear, so I draw it. And
she made a lot of my stuff.
Yeah, I've designed, like, stuff for her and stuff, yeah, and then I started sewing, I went to FIT for a while.
Oh, nice.
And then
she made my communion dress.
We started
over that little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So always. So and from when I was like 7 years old, I started filming my family, and I said,
she did.
We are going to have.
We couldn't even pee without a camera.
Reality show. I said because this family is fucking out of control. I said we're going on TV.
We're totally normal.
And I made it happen. When I want something done, I make it the fuck happen.
And now we're
executioners.
Exactly. No, I'm not as high, and now we're
what
here.
What is this low five? High five, motherfucker.
No, you gotta do high five, low five, baby five. It's for girls?
Yeah, that's what I said.
How do I look good?
Yeah.
No, that's your Virgo energy, and this is my Sagittarius energy.
I'm actually a Leo.
You're on
seriously,
the
seriously, what? Tell me you're the 22nd or the 23rd.
No, I'm August 6th.
Interesting.
What do you think?
It's not that interesting, people.
No, it is. You have something in your chart that's Virgo.
You're way too calm to be a Leo.
Yeah, it's a moon sign, sun sign.
All rising sign.
I need to see your birth chart. That's why.
Oh my god.
We're going to discuss this after.
All right, listen.
What's your sign? I haven't talked to you enough because I don't know.
How long do you know each other?
What do you do for a living?
He was actually a pilot.
I make vegan food.
Yeah, we should talk about how it started.
Yeah. A pilot?
Yeah.
He's actually the influencer.
Right there,
like
Republic Airport?
And the name Vegan on the Fly.
Yeah, yeah, well,
so explain that.
He's
a
fly.
Fly Republic Airport right there. Yeah.
Okay, so when are we going to Puerto Rico? I'm going to pack now. Like, I'm going. The suitcase is right there.
One of the runways is actually
over your house.
Republic Airport, I know.
Use the flood.
I've had sex there. Yep. That's a different podcast.
Go back to the
a pilot or?
Oh no, one of the firemen. I don't fucking know. It was on the
Reliance. One of the art guys.
It was a thing. Anyways.
They let her on the ramp. It was over after that.
Yeah, so I was flying planes. COVID came. You know, went to Florida. Learned the ropes from Nick. About 6 months.
You fly too?
Nah. Learn the vegan restaurant ropes.
Oh. Okay. Yes. Focus. Focus. I'm asking about the planes.
Yeah, came back. New York.
I followed.
New York was lacking what we was trying to do. Yeah. So vegan on fly happened.
Yeah, and our menu consists of New York City iconic street food. So it's food that we grew up on. It's food that is part of our culture. After high school, we would go pick up a halal platter, come back, continue your day. So when we went vegan, it was almost like, why can't we continue to eat these foods? Why does everybody have to change their demeanor and their mindset to go back? So we just played around in the kitchen, messed around with different recipes until we found what hit. Let the community taste it, gathered feedback, saw what worked, and felt like we were confident enough to open our own spot. And to be honest, 3 years flew by pretty quick.
Yeah. So you guys have been vegan for 3 years? You love it. Three? Yeah. And do you guys feel different?
I mean, I lost over 100 pounds, so yeah, I feel different.
Well, that I knew. I meant you too.
I'm still losing the pounds, so I'll answer that in a few months.
Same answer.
No, did you guys ever cook beforehand, or were you just like...
Never. Nah, I was an auto salesman, he was a pilot.
I was pressing Cubans at a gas station.
It's the turn!
I was hoping you would ask.
We've done it all.
Y'all don't remember
every job in New York City you could think of.
Ice cream truck.
Yeah,
my man has the biggest.
My man said he was a truck driver.
Trusted him so well. He's like, yo, just take the keys, go drive. Never drove a tow truck a day.
So I just strapped them on any which way I could. I was driving like 40. I had one more load. I got stuck in the grass with three cars behind me.
He had to call a tow truck to tow his tow truck.
I'm done.
They called me back for my shift the next day.
I've only ever did this.
All right. There's a princess over here.
I'm not a princess. I just... I
knew you
when I
wanted. She's in New York with one occupation.
One occupation, go to sleep at 8 p.m. Wow. Yeah.
Like, I know what I wanted to do. What?
What time you wake up? Why don't you say like 1 p.m.? 5 a.m.
So I go to the gym at 6.
Well, I get the. It's more or less cooking breakfast, feeding babies, and lifting weights all at the same time. No. I gotta cook for my children.
She puts an egg in a pan.
I heard you're 2 years old. What does a 2 year old eat?
Not much, trust me.
He's trying to
please
take notes.
She, not anymore.
Oh, really?
No, they get off the boob eventually.
Oh, I don't know.
At what age?
Well, are you off the boob?
I'm not.
Oat milk
only.
He's still on the
boob. I feel like the milk industry has accepted the veganism and dairy.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot of women that
the alternative
not to talk about this.
Exactly.
That was the first thing I gave up, which is why I said instead of forcing someone, just leave them around you.
Well, I don't drink. That's one thing that I don't drink.
See,
I don't like. I don't like.
You halfway there.
I like almond milk. The chicken and the eggs. Got that is my biggest thing. Oh, I love chicken.
Do you ever
the chicken's
get,
the worst.
Do you ever get chicken ick?
No.
I can't hear it.
No, like
the word.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
you're eating,
about.
We have chicken chip. You're eating a piece of chicken.
Yeah.
There's a
piece I get it.
That you're
like chewing whoa. Rubber. Yes. I get it.
And it's like, doesn't it kind of remind you that this is a fucking dead animal?
Yeah. No, my mind doesn't go there. I just go, okay, I don't eat it.
That's what happened to me.
They're eating the chickens. I mean, they're eating the dogs.
The chickens. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
It's true.
I don't eat dogs and cats, guys.
Who's your jeweler?
Who's my jeweler?
Yeah. I must ask.
Pete the jeweler. Pete the jeweler. We use Comac Jewelry Exchange a lot. Who's my jeweler?
Yeah. I must ask.
Pete the jeweler. We use Comac Jewelry Exchange a lot.
You gotta check out my man Twiz, the jeweler, with his hat right here.
He gets you right.
Twiz, the jeweler. He made us these pieces right here.
Is his name Pete?
No, his name's Twiz.
Twiz.
Alright, his birth name.
That's his birth name.
Felipe.
Felipe. Put some respect.
What now?
Felipe. There's no way you know my man Felipe.
No, it's just, I can't do it. My dad finally started talking to me, and he keeps giving me the name Felipe for some fucking reason, and with gold and Felipe, and he keeps going gold, Felipe, and Pete, and the jeweler.
Any of y'all need custom pieces and games?
Is that what your necklace came from?
Yeah.
Sure, then
I salami? Salami?
I don't trust nobody in that district, with nobody in that industry.
Facts.
You know, snakes trying to take advantage of people who don't know. Toys take care of you.
She don't know. Speaking of snakes, that's the other conversation I want to talk about. I want to talk about what the fuck's going on with all these, you know, the vendors and the pop-offs.
We're trying to expose us again.
We haven't spoken about that since our video we made. And to be honest, we didn't put that video out to spread hate or spread any negativity on anyone. More what we wanted to do was get the word out for our fellow vendors and our peers, because we see what it takes to run an event successfully. We see the blood, sweat, and tears that go on behind the scenes. And we see the organizers who value it versus who don't. A lot of vendors will stand by you, pay for an expensive vendor fee, tolerate a lot. When it comes to respect, that's the least you can do as a human, as someone who's working for you or working under you, working with you. So that's just something we didn't tolerate. That exact vegan night market, more than happy to say it. You guys are animals, the way you treated your vendors. I've never been more happy to see somebody close down their vegan night market. You guys were one of the worst people to represent that movement. All you cared about was the money coming in, and I'm glad everything came to light. All we said was the basics of what it was. We didn't want to put anything out there, but it seems like our message resonated with a lot of people, and they took it from that point on, and the internet did its thing. But there's a few other people, events, organizers, who took notes from that. They are making the correct changes. What's the one that you like, Nick?
I mean, to be honest, from what I've seen, you know, with the vegan events, vegan block party. These are events ran by, you know, people who are very ethical. Like Ariel, she's a hardcore vegan, and you can tell by their fee structure how they treat the vendors, how they treat the customers, that they really care about the movement. And then you got events like Vegandale that
they just want money.
It's a money grab. It's at this point, I really believe it's a scam.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, to really take 30% commission from vendors who are really struggling with maybe a 5 or 10% profit margin is outrageous. And, you know, for us to inflate our prices and throw that back on the customer, it's even more outrageous, because now we look like a very expensive product. That does nothing for the stereotype about vegan food is expensive. You know, we want to provide affordable vegan food. Even at fairs where things are, you know, inflated as it is, we still want to be the most affordable option. And in events like that, you can't, because they're pretty much gouging you.
Yeah, we would end up selling certain things for $25 just to make a couple dollars while explaining to the customer, you know, why we're doing what we're doing. It's not so we go to a Lamborghini dealership after, just so we can make our ends meet, make the most of our time, and make you guys happy with our cuisine.
The reason you see us grinding out there.
We barely fucking break even half the time, and people don't understand that. It's like, we are struggling. Like, it's like, we can't make ends meet. And then the vendors, when they're not promoting us properly, it's like, we're doing all the promotion. We're doing all the work. We're doing all the cooking. You can't do it without us.
To be honest, the amount of vendors and peers that we have, we almost thought about starting our own one just to
keep the ethical
aspect behind it and keep everybody happy. Vegandale is one of the OGs who kind of had like the largest vegan gathering for a few years. The last year, they know what they've done to mess up. I feel like their staff, Linda, Alex, whoever it might be, they understand the vendors' complaints, but it's just out of their power what they can do because of whoever's making the decision. So I'm hoping whoever it is that makes that decision, you take into factor with your employees, your vendors, even the people who are coming out there just to support. I hope you take all that into consideration and do what's best for the people in the movement.
That's a day that, you know, customers are coming out to try some of the best vegan
people are waiting online
across the country. Yeah. And when you have some of like heavy hitters like us, Black Recon Vegan, Next Stop Vegan, you know, Ox's Way, these vendors that people come to show up for, and they're not there because simply we can't afford it, that's a problem.
Yeah, like, I couldn't do it. Like, I would have loved to be there. I could not.
Yeah.
It's just me. Yeah. Like, I can't do that amount of people myself, so I couldn't do it. I would have loved to be there, but
it's tough, but it's a great thing because I feel like it's controversial, the rapper aspect, where they're paying a significant amount to people who are not vegan. I would stand on the defense of that because I feel like they're bringing a lot of non-vegans who by no choice have to try something that's vegan. That might open their mind up a little bit about it. Open your mind up a little bit about
My mind's open. It's just I don't know how to cook now. Vegan. Hello. But you don't have time to cook for me.
Wait, I do. I put it in the fridge and you fucking never eat it.
You made cheese for which, Lena?
I did. And I made
Mommy gave
egg bites.
Mommy
because you gave her once. I made the eggs when I ate. Well,
I think a lot of customers are understanding the power of the vegan dollar and you know where they should really spend their money. And when you look at Vegan Deal with the concert aspect, yeah, you got the like people like Rick Ross. We just hope that they can at least align with some, you know, artists that have the same or similar values. You know, Rick Ross is out there with Wingstop, you know, exactly. Not even having a vegan option on the menu. Mm-hmm. For me, at this point, it kind of makes no sense. I feel like it's very damaging to the vegan movement to have that type of approach.
Exactly, that's not what we're about.
And one thing to touch base on vegan events, you guys should not be taking a percentage of anybody's sales. You guys should have a standard fee that you apply to all the vendors. And if they make a little bit extra money, let them be entitled to what they made.
Exactly. I don't understand in what world.
30, 40%. I mean, restaurants,
entitled to someone's
to put it out there, restaurants don't even have half of that. So for you to invite someone over, expect them to give you 30%, not including their inventory, their payroll, their staff, their transportation, the logistics to make that event possible. When we selling you a gyro for $25, it might sound like, you know,
they get mad at us. And then we have to defend ourselves.
We might have made a dollar on that.
Exactly. Yeah. We made 40 cents.
Yeah. I'm not going to say which location or which event it was, but we did really well. And it turned out we lost around $8,500 due to miscommunication as well as other things. We put it aside for greater good of the vegan community, but I feel like the fact that you had to bring up that topic is going on. It's becoming very common these days. If you are somebody watching this who's an organizer or you host events, just remember that the people under you can help get you to the next level or keep you where you at, and just treat them with respect. That's all it is.
And if you're a vegan vendor, I think this is the time right now everyone needs to stick together.
Yeah, a lot of vegan vendors don't like to speak up for many reasons. The one that I respect is that they look forward to the income that comes in from these events. They simply can't afford it, and I respect that. The other vendors who have that power and can say something to make a difference the way we did, definitely take the stand and do what's right.
Well, here we are. So I guess we're starting the next vegan day.
We started looking into the permitting.
There's a few grassroots efforts right now. We have some better vegan festivals coming up.
We almost opened a food court in Florida.
Yep.
We had a few different.
When we're the ones that have the power.
We need a vegan event for the people.
Exactly.
The people.
Thank you.
But who's going to be equally invested to take that step? God knows. I think my brothers and I are definitely one of the few people who would.
Amen.
I mean,
we're here to make a difference, bring awareness to the vegan industry, and open minds up. You don't gotta be vegan to like our food. 40% of our customers aren't vegan.
Yep.
If you got an open mind, you enjoy good food.
Now I'm gonna go.
These days,
me too.
The way the economy is at this point for vegan restaurants, I think the best advice we can give anybody is that you gotta aim to not only be a great vegan restaurant, you actually have to aim to be a great restaurant.
It's just good food.
Yes.
It's not good vegan food.
You make a quality product when it's different, when it's unique, when it's creative.
Pizza cupcakes.
But like
muffins. Listen, okay, I go to the breweries and I don't tell them they're vegan and everyone fucking eats them. I write plant-based available because you know when we're looking for a plant-based option or a vegan option, we're looking for that. I just sell them and then I come back after and they buy another like 2, 3, 4 of them. And I'm like, you guys know that's vegan, right? And they're like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it is. And they're like, what? I'm like,
Another thing to touch base on that is also other restaurants need to know how to adapt. No matter how good that product is that you found, it's gonna die down eventually and you need to figure out in the back end what's the next product that's gonna get their attention again. Which is like what Al said, how we had a simple menu with a few items, trying to mimic the halal part, keep it classic, chopped cheese. But all these specials that we put on, people wouldn't stop bothering us to keep them on full time. So we decided to do that, and now we have over 20 options on our menu.
I think social media is huge too. You know, you gotta go on social media. You gotta promote your product.
Just showcase what you're doing.
Like this right
exactly.
Here.
Like, use your voice. Nobody be afraid to speak. Use your voice. This is a podcast. Who are you? I've never met you. What's your name?
How long you guys know me?
This motherfucker. Are you deaf over there? I mean, you like what?
He's taking it all in.
I'm
bless you.
Al's just absorbing and seeing. Well, nah, I don't care
what. Where do you guys get your Tims from?
These
customs.
These?
I've never
Amazon?
Seen
them. Amazon Dolls Kill.
So they're like fibs.
Yeah. Fake Tims. Oh. They're past my bedtime. What are we not following? Alright. So Bria is past her fucking bedtime.
Past
so
my bedtime and I gotta
she's
go
an
home
old lady and has to go home apparently.
Bye-bye. Listen, if you have cute, adorable children, you want to go home.
They're asleep.
They're so cute.
Yeah, I would love to go play with Witchelina right now. But
she knows. She's sleeping.
Okay, we're sleeping. All right, guys. So, make sure you follow all of us. Keep up with all the shit. And stay tuned for the next episode.
There you go.
Say bye, guys.
Peace.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.